Brando and Look Into My Eyes at 24 past 7. It is the morning crew with Gabby and Dan.
Dan, Amy Jacobson is an emotional intelligence and human behaviour specialist with 19 years experience. She came on our show a few weeks ago and we thought the information she gave was so valuable, and we actually had heaps of people hit us up to explain what Amy said. We sent her audio out and all that type of stuff. And today we're going to be talking about COVID fatigue. So people, they're getting tired of being cooped up, tired of being inside, of being careful, of being scared. COVID fatigue, it is real, it is strong for some. And to discuss more, here is Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
Now, Amy, last time you were on, you listed some 5 tips for us that people really wanted to hear again. People were messaging us going, could you run through those again for us? So please do us the honours. What are those 5 tips?
Sure, those 5 tips. The first one was, if you have windows, open them. Fresh air is always so important. It helps for the brain to be able to circulate, helps the whole body, and a bit of fresh air is good for everyone. The second one is, continue to challenge your mind. So we know that that hippocampus that's going on inside of our mind really craves learning and creating new memories. So challenge your mind, whether it's craft, puzzles, reading, studying, baking, whatever it is.
German!
The third one... Yeah, that's right. Learn German.
Thank you.
That's a fantastic way to do it.
Wunderbar. Yeah.
The third one is keep active. So we know that any form of exercise, just even whether it's pacing around the house, doing any type of exercise, keeps the blood flowing and the oxygen pumping through our bodies. So that's always going to help. That fourth one is maintain social interaction. So even though you're locked up inside, you know, there's always a way to communicate and to feel like you're talking to other people. So whether it's through Zoom or social media, and I think we even threw out the tip there that if you've got elderly parents or family, maybe send them a spare smart device so you can actually talk to them on it. And the fifth one was get creative. So whether that was, you know, your driveway trivia, or we see a lot of the community pages now that are actually doing things online to be able to help each other out. So really get creative in what you can do and find that those inner, you know, creative really tugs in our body that we probably haven't touched for a while.
Amy Jacobson, emotional intelligence and human behaviour specialist. They're her 5 helpful tips to get through lockdown 2.0. Amy, COVID fatigue. How do we kind of get over the fact that we're tired? We are tired of hearing about it. We're tired of living it. But we have no choice, really.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And I think, we all feel for everyone that's in that situation at the moment. Fatigue is real. So you're spot on in that. The first thing we need to do is really accept that it is real. So if you're feeling like this, it is completely normal for one. Now, the key to this is there's a little chemical inside our mind called dopamine. And dopamine is our friend. And any way that we can create a trigger of that dopamine will give us kind of a bolt of motivation to keep on going. So the way that we create this dopamine is feeling like we have a box to tick, like we've achieved something, like, you know, even if it's creating a goal, even if it's getting up in the morning and saying, I will survive today, I'll feed my kids, I'll make it through the day and everyone will be okay, tick that box. But there's always got to be something, even if we just feel like we've accomplished something in that day, if we feel like we can say, yep, we've done it, we tick a box, we get that instant hit of dopamine in our mind that will then give us motivation to go to that next stage.
Wow. Well, if you want more details on, I suppose, how to get these tips and get over lockdown fatigue, you can go to findingyourwhy.com.au. It's the letter Y as well.
It is the letter Y. Amy Jacobson, some tips for how we can get a bit of dopamine at home as well. Is that like listening to music? Maybe a bit of self-care or a massage, or, you know, if you massage my back for 5 minutes, I'll massage yours. I never massage back.
I think it is those creating goals, but do you know what also? A great laugh. If you can do anything to trigger a good laugh in yourself as well, then you're actually triggering those chemicals as well. So watch something funny, or, you know, you're right, Gabby, you know, run a bath, light a candle, do something that you feel like you've got up off the lounge and you've done something for yourself that's actually creating that. Yep, tick a box. Today I've done something.
Producer Yaz, who's decided to make her own candle-making business, is very happy to hear the light the candle on. Amy, thank you so much for your tips and tricks again. We really appreciate it, and hopefully this lockdown will be over before we know it.
We're absolutely hoping for everybody that's the case. Thank you so much for having me back.